Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Junior Giant Speaks here on Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Ms. Sharon, and I just want to say thank you for joining us. We're so happy to be here. We're coming to you based out of the Atlanta metro area, but we have the privilege of being listened to in a variety of areas, because we are coming over the internet. So I want to thank you all for joining us. We have quite a few listeners, it seems, this morning already. I think they may have heard about our guests, and so that makes me happy. We do have guests this morning. We have Mr. Reginald and Ezekiel Summers. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And they're with us to help us to celebrate Father's Day. And we do want to say happy Father's Day to all the fathers that may be listening or may listen later. We want you to know that we are celebrating you. We're just extremely happy to have fathers in our lives. My father has gone on to be with the Lord, but I remember him every day. And I want to make sure that fathers everywhere are celebrated. I want to say good morning to my Junior Giant reporters. Good morning, reporters.
Good morning.
Morning.
They've come together this morning. They've done some interviews with their own fathers, and they're going to share with us their thoughts and feelings about their fathers. I think in today's society, fathers are highly underrated. I think they get a bad rap, and so when we have fathers that are in our lives and that are willing to be part of our lives, I think that they have a right to be celebrated. I don't feel like mothers should be celebrated more than fathers, because children need both of their parents. So I want our fathers to know how much we appreciate them this weekend. My husband is a father, and he's very excited today. He's already outside on the grill preparing for tomorrow. And I'm grateful for that. And I'm grateful that my daughter was allowed to have her father growing up. I work with children every day who don't. So when you have your father, it's something that you should truly be grateful to God for. We're going to get ready to get started. I do want to thank the parents, as always, for allowing me to have the children with us this morning. I know that our Saturdays are busy days and that you have things to do on Saturdays that you couldn't get done all week. And so for you to allow me to have them for this hour, I want you to know it is appreciated. We want to also let you know, as always, that we are recruiting for Junior Giant. We're looking for young people between the ages of 7 and 12. We want them to be able to step outside the box a little and do something different. If you have children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, and it doesn't matter where you live, because this is internet-based and telephone-based, so if you have children between those ages, give me a call. The number is 678-516-5570, or you can reach me on the internet. Our website address is juniorgiantspeak.com, or you can send me an email at juniorgiants@yahoo.com. When you do the internet, you do have to put www.juniorgiantspeaks.com. And get to me, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. I'm excited to announce that by the end of the summer, we will be opening up our office. We are working on it this week to get everything in order, and just exciting things happening for Junior Giant Speaks. We believe God is going to really do something great with our program, and as you will hear as the show goes on this morning, we have outstanding young people. And I would go so far as to say top-notch. I wouldn't back down from that at all. These are very intelligent, smart-thinking young people, and I'm grateful to God for them. All right. Well, we are going to get started. The young people were asked to talk to their fathers and ask the fathers what it is that they liked about being a father and what was it they didn't like. They were also asked to talk with their dads about what it is the fathers want their children to know And they're going to also tell you what their feelings are about their fathers. So as we get going now, we're going to start this morning. I think we're going to start this morning with Miss Jada. Jada, how are you this morning?
I'm good.
Good. How was your week?
It was good.
I know that you all were in vacation Bible school this week. How did that go for you?
It went good.
It went good. I want another answer than good. What did you get out of vacation Bible school?
Being baptized is important. It's important to be baptized so you could go to heaven when you die.
Okay, that's good. That's good. All right, are you ready with your story?
Yes.
Go right ahead.
Hello, this is your Junior Giant reporter, Jada. Today, I will be reporting about my dad. My dad's name is Raphael Collins. He is originally from Jamaica. My dad is an investor. My dad enjoys being a dad by taking care of the family and make sure we get a good education. My dad does not like it when we are out of place and does not listen to him or if we get in trouble. My dad wants us to know that he is filled with the Holy Ghost and he is a God-fearing man. He wants the same for us. He wants me to know that nothing comes easy in life without hard work and focus and perseverance. The feelings I have towards my dad is that he is a nice person and he loves and cares for me and the family. This has been Jada Collins, your Junior Giant reporter. Thank you for listening. Happy Father's Day to all the Falbits out there.
Okay, Jada, that was very good. What did you say your father did?
He was an investor. He buys and sells houses.
Okay. And so he's from Jamaica. Have you been to Jamaica?
Yes.
Okay. So how long has he been here in America?
About 11 years.
Okay. All right. Well, we appreciate your report. Now, you make sure that you do something special for your father tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
All right. Down the line, we are going to have a question of the day or instructions for today. We're going to keep on going with our Junior Giant reporters. As I said, we are celebrating our fathers on today, and we're blessed to have with us our musical guests, Reginald and Ezekiel Summers, and we're going to hear from them in just a little bit, but we're going to keep on going with our report. We're going to keep going with Mr. Luke. Mr. Luke, do you have your report or on your father?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you go right ahead? How are you, first of all? How was your week?
Great.
It was great. Why was it great?
Because I was at summer camp and we went to the zoo, we went to the movies, then we got ice cream, then we went to the pool, and then we went to a skating rink. And I bought the line of pacifier where you can put the pacifier in your mouth while you're skating and it lights up.
Okay, well, you just had a very busy week. Yeah, I know that you were also in vacation Bible school. Tell me what you learned in vacation Bible school.
Well, we learned about the key, the woman at the well, and Nicodemus. And my mom was my teacher. For some crazy reason, I never knew that would ever happen, but it happened. And she was my teacher, but I was kind of sad on Wednesday. Because we only get 3 days. Why can't
you
just be in 6 years?
Okay, so you would have rather it had been longer?
Yes, but we only had 3 days. It was terrible.
Well, at least you got to do it, so that's good. I'm glad that you got something out of it. Are you ready with your report?
Yes, ma'am.
Hold on just one moment. Mr. Reginald,
Yes.
How are you this morning?
Doing good, doing good.
Good. You sent me music, and it will not upload into my studio. So I'm going to ask you if you could send it again in MP3 format.
Okay.
Is that possible?
Yeah, I'll try and send that now.
Send me the letter especially, and then we'll work on the rest. But it's rejecting my in the format that it is.
Okay.
And I'm sorry. Thank you so much. I'm sorry for the disruption, but I'm trying to man all technical difficulties here. But I want to thank you all for sticking in there with me. We're going to go back to Mr. Luke. Mr. Luke, are you ready with your report on your father?
Yes, ma'am.
Go right ahead.
Good morning. This is Luke, your junior giant reporter. And today I am reporting on my dad in honor of Father's Day. I asked my dad a few questions about fatherhood and will share his answers. My dad is still alive. He was born in 1970 in Pascagoula, Mississippi. My dad's profession is a radiologist tech that works with doctors in surgery. My dad currently works for WellStar Kenistone Hospital. The first question that I ask my dad is, "What do you like about being a father?" He answers, "I like that I have a main me. I can see some of my characteristics in you. You are a people person just like me. Always treat people with love, no matter their background or race. What I also like is that I have the opportunity to provide and take care of you." The second question I ask my dad is, "What don't you like being about? What don't you like about being a father?" He answered, "I don't like that I have to spend a lot of time on call at work. Being on call means less time that I have to spend with you." The third question I ask my dad is, "What would you like me to know about you?" He answered, "When I was a child, I was shy and quiet. As I got older, I began to discover my identity and gain confidence. I learned to always be myself and who I was created to be. I learned to not worry about being accepted by others for trying to fit in. I was cool just the way God created me. If a certain group of kids did not like me, I was okay. They did not have to like me. God always sent friends my way that did like me." The fourth question I asked my dad is, "What do you want me to know about life?" He answered, "Life is filled with many events. Know that through the good days and the bad days that God created you for this life. God has given you everything you need to make it in this life. God is with you to guide you each day." In closing, I love my dad. I feel good about my dad. He helps me with school and gives me the things that I need. I'm happy that he is my father. Happy Father's Day to all fathers. This is Luke, your junior giant reporter. Have a great day.
Luke, that was a very good report. Very good. I've known your father for a few years now, and I didn't know he was a radiologist, so that was good information. Thank you for sharing him with us. What do you feel like you have really learned from your father? Tell me two things that you've learned from him.
I want to always be myself, and I also learned not to be greedy. And I also learned not to be greedy and be patient and just to do what I'm supposed to do.
Okay, those are good. Those are good, important qualities. Thank you so much for your report.
Thank you. I think I have another one.
You're going to do the interview with Mr. Ezekiel in just a few minutes, okay?
Okay.
And we're going to keep on going. If you just tuned in, this is Junior Giant Speaks. We're coming to you from Blog Talk Radio. And we are today celebrating fathers, because on tomorrow is Father's Day. We want to make sure that we get our celebration in for all of the fathers out there listening. And for the fathers of the Junior Giant, it is important that we allow our children to celebrate Father's Day so that they can understand how important his role is in their lives. We are grateful to have all the fathers with us on this morning, as well as our guests. Happy Father's Day to you all. Go do something wonderful. We're going to keep on going this morning here on Junior Giant Speak. And we're going to go to our Junior Giant reporter, Miss Almeida. Good morning, Miss Almeida. Okay, hold on. I think she may have switched over. Good morning, Miss Almeida. No. Okay, let's try one more. Good morning, Miss Almeida. How are you? Okay, we're going to keep on going. I think that her call has dropped. They seem to be having some technical difficulties at Blog Talk Radio this morning, but we're not going to let her us. I'm thankful for the children being with us this morning. I know they have things to do to get ready for, to celebrate their fathers. So we're going to keep on going. Am I missing a giant this morning at 470-685-2596?
That's me.
Who is that?
Jordan.
Jordan, how are you this morning?
I'm good.
Good. How was your week?
It was good.
Okay. And I know that you were in Vacation Bible School too, weren't you, this week?
Yes.
And so tell me, what did you get out of it?
I learned that the Lord knows everything about us, even things we didn't know about ourselves.
Okay. And that is so true, he does. I enjoyed your own story about the woman as well. You all did a great job of portraying her. Are you ready this morning with your story?
Yes.
Go right ahead.
All right. Good morning, everyone. This is your Junior Giant, Jordan, and I'm going to be telling you about my dad. My dad's name is John Simmons. He was born in Mobile, Alabama, and he's a data analyst. What he likes about being a father is teaching his children right from wrong, being a good example, being a provider, and also being able to take his children places he never got the chance to. Three, what he doesn't like about being a father is his children being disrespectful to each other and arguing. And what my father wants us to know about him is that he's a hardworking, honest man with good morals who loves the Lord and his family, who always tries to do the right thing. And what he wants me to know about life is that in life, if you do what's easy early, later on it will be harder. But if you do the hard things in life early, later on it will be easier. Also to be a leader and not a follower. What I love about my dad is that he's literally done everything for me that I could ask for. He has taken me out of the country places. He has been able to let me have birthday parties even when we were low on cash for a minute. And overall, I just love my dad for doing everything for me. So that's my report. Thank you for listening, everybody. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Jordan. It sounds like you did sound like you genuinely love your father, and that's a good thing. Fathers need all the love they can get. And when you love on them, it lets them know just how much you appreciate what they do for you because they work hard. When you have a good father, you should make sure you let him know how much you love him and how much you appreciate him. You all's reports this morning are outstanding. I want to see if we got Miss Almeida back. Almeida?
Yes.
All right. First of all, Jordan, thank you so much for your reports. Down the line, we do have a question of the day. How are you doing this morning, Miss Almeida?
It's kind of a busy day. The phone keeps going out, so if it does go out, I'll probably call back.
Okay, please do. Are you ready with your report?
Yes.
Go right ahead then, please.
Okay. Greetings to all of you online and in Radio Land. My name is Almeida Southall. Tomorrow is Father's Day, so today I interviewed my dad, and this was his report. My dad's name is Quentin Southall. He was born in Detroit, Michigan, and now he is a math teacher, and he works for Atlanta Public Schools. Three things that he likes about being a dad is that he's able to guide his children, he likes to provide for his children, and he likes to set examples for other fathers and his children. Two things that he doesn't like about being a father is that to watch his children go through peer pressure and when his children get hurt. One thing that my dad likes to know, that he would like us to know in life, is that in the end of the day, hard work pays off. And one thing that he feels that we should remember is that he liked to show people another side of him, and to show that he liked the Lord, and he wanted to show people that the Lord can do good things for you. I love my dad because he cares about us, me and my siblings, and he likes to encourage us to do things that we love. My dad is special to me because he has a great love for God, and he knows how to make us laugh when we're sad. This is your Junior Giant, Almeida Safa. Thanks for listening, and have a great Father's Day.
Thank you very much, Almeida. I want to tell you all, you did an outstanding job on your reports. And we are going to come back with the question of the day after we have our interview with our musical guest. And the musical guest is Mr. Reginald and Mr. Ezekiel Summers. But let me give you the question of the day. Your father has shared with you different qualities or different things about himself as you guys gathered these reports. I want you to, out of knowing your father and being around him and watching what he does, I want you to tell me two characteristics that you're going to take away from your dad and that you're going to carry with you into your adult life. You all will not always live at home. You're going to grow up, graduate from high school, go to college, get a job, have a family, however you want to do. There's some of your father that you're going to take with you for the rest of your life. I want you to tell me two things that you're going to take with you. And we're going to come back and answer those questions after a report from Mr. Luke. He's going to interview our guest. Our guests this morning are, as I said earlier, Mr. Ezekiel and Mr. Reginald Summers. I've been blessed to know Mr. Summers for probably since he's been in the world. I know his family, and we were just very close, all of us growing up. And it is just an honor to see how he's raising his son. And I wanted them to be a part of our Father's Day celebration because if you've ever heard them sing together, which I pray we have the honor of doing, but if you've ever seen their interaction together, it's almost poetry in action. They're beautiful. Ezekiel is a very respectful young man. He recently graduated from high school, and I believe God has great things in store for the two of them and then them as individuals. So we're going to turn it over to Mr. Luke and see if he will carry us on with the interview. Are you ready, Luke?
Yes, ma'am.
Go right ahead.
Hi, Mr. Ezekiel. I am Junior Giant Reporter.
Hey.
It is good to have you on the show today. The first question I have is, how long have you been singing together?
Well, Ezekiel, well, first off, let me say happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. I pray that all is well with everyone and that your weekend is a very blessed weekend. My son Ezekiel is 18 years of age, and he's been singing since he was a child, really. And so to answer the question, I believe we've been singing together probably since he's been around 7-8 years old, starting out kind of in a playful manner. And then as he got older and God worked more with his voice and his gift, then we started to take it a little bit more seriously. So I'd say probably around 12, 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. What made you all decide to do a CD together?
Ezekiel, you want to answer that?
Actually, I just remember one day he just broke the news to me. He just said, like, we're going to do a CD together, and then we're going to drop our solo stuff after. So, like, when he said that to me, I kind of lit up, and then I just, man, it was crazy. But, yeah, that's really what it was. You got anything to say, Dad?
Well, God had laid in my heart. I knew that our family is very musically inclined, so God had laid in my heart as a father to do a CD project with my son. I'm thinking that the project was going to be more of a singing together, which we do a lot of singing together on the project, but I found out that my son could rap pretty much, I'd say about the middle. We had already recorded some of the songs, and about midway through the project, I found out that Ezekiel could rap because he had, what he did was he had told me that he heard a rap on one of the songs, a song called New Life, which talks about basically just wanting a change and wanting something new, wanting something fresh, and that something being Jesus. So New Life is basically saying that you've given your life to Christ and living a new life. And then at the end of that song, there's a rap. And what happened was Ezekiel had told me, Dad, I hear a rap on this song. So me as a father, not knowing that he could rap, I just said, okay, well, I'll get with a couple of my friends and see which one of them want to do it. And then Ezekiel was like, no, I want to do it. And I was like, what? Me and my wife, actually. We're like, you want to do it? I said, okay. Well, you want to do it? Go in the room. This is the scripture that New Life is based on. Go in the room, meditate on that scripture, and then when you're ready, let me hear what you come up with. So on that song, what you hear at the end of the song on New Life is Ezekiel's first rap, the first rap that he's ever done. And it's awesome, and that's how we found out that was another gift of his. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Ezekiel, what is it like to be on the project with your dad?
It's really an honor. Like, I don't take it for granted at all. I know a lot of kids that can't do a lot with their dad, can't even go to the movies or do anything with their dad. And just for me to, like, have him in my life and for me to even do a CD with him, that's even dope.
Dope.
Like, that's so dope.
That's so dope.
Very good. Mr. Ritchie, tell us about your music.
My family is all musically inclined. It started with my father and my mother. Both of them play the piano. My mother has gone on to be with the Lord. But she played the piano, my father played the piano, and my father played the guitar. I have 7 sisters, and all of which sing. I started out, my very first instrument was the bongos, and I used to play the bongos for my sisters because my sisters had a musical group called the Summer Sisters that were very good, very gifted, and very blessed. And I started on the bongos and went from the bongos to the drums. And then my mom was like, okay, we're going to go from the drums to the saxophone. And it just kept going. So God has been real good to me, to my family, and everything that I have and that I am all belongs to him. It's all for him. And that's how the family musically got started.
What is it you want your son to know about life before you leave your home?
First and foremost, and really just the main answer to that question is, he'll be going off to college soon, and I know that life will have him doing many things. And in doing so, what me and my wife instill in him is to keep God first in everything. And when I say everything, I mean absolutely everything. When you wake up in the morning, the first thing that he should think about is God. Before he goes to sleep at night, the last thing he should think about is God. And if he does that, then life is not going to be easy, because it's never easy. It wasn't easy for Jesus when Jesus walked the earth. So it's not going to be easy for us as we walk this earth and live our lives. But if we keep God first, then all things will be under control, all things. And God's word says that he has many blessings stored up for us. He'll protect us. He'll fight our battles. He'll handle life for us as long as we keep him first. So that's the main thing that I want my son to know. And actually, all the junior giants in the world to know, if you just keep God first in everything you do, then life will bring you wonderful things.
Great answer. I play the drums.
That's good.
What is it you want him to know about you?
The answer that I'm about to give, he already knows, but he knows that I'm not perfect. I'm not a perfect man at all, but he knows that I love him with all my heart. I'll do anything for him. He knows I'm a godly man, a God-fearing man, and that I just want the best for people in general. So, pretty much it.
Ezekiel, can you share your feelings about your dad?
Yes. Dad, I love you so much. Like, I really love you so much. I want to thank you for, like, all the teaching that you taught me and my sister growing up. You and Mom, I want to thank you for that, because I don't take that for granted either. I know a lot of kids that didn't and wasn't raised like me. They weren't raised. And, yeah, I just thank you so much for that. I just thank you so much, and I love you.
Love you too, son.
Awesome. Thank you, Mr. Reggie and Ezekiel, for being on our show and sharing about your family. Happy Father's Day, Mr. Reggie.
Thank you, and thanks for having us.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. Luke, you did a very good job. Thank you.
Thank you.
I didn't know that you played the drums. How long have you been playing?
I've been playing for about a month.
Okay. Mr. Reggie or Mr. Ezekiel, let me ask Mr. Ezekiel. Zeke, can you give him some encouragement about his and about playing music?
Oh, yeah, of course. If this is exactly and everything you want to do, like if this is your talent and every, like, just stick to it. And if you stick to it, the better. As long as you stick to it, you're going to get really better, and you're going to keep getting bigger and better, and you're going to do big things with it.
Okay.
So just stick to it. You got to stay at it. Practice. And, yeah, you'll get better.
So, Ezekiel, what instrument do you play?
Now, I played the guitar, but I stopped. But I should have kept going with it. I don't know why in the world I stopped, but I guess I just decided to just do singing and rapping full time and just worry about that. Well, really, I should have kept doing the guitar. But, yeah, it was the guitar.
So where's the guitar now?
I still have it. I need to pick it back up.
So I want you to make me a promise.
Yes, ma'am.
I want you to make me a promise that before the week is over, next week, that you have picked that guitar back up.
Yes, ma'am.
And the reason that I say that and is because when God has given you a gift, and this goes to all the Junior Giants and anyone else out there that is listening, and we seem to have a good listening audience this morning. When God has given you a gift, he expects you to use it. He didn't just give it to you, you know, like this is just something nice to do. It has purpose. And to see a young man that can sing and rap and play the guitar, that's an awesome thing. And when you're doing it for Jesus, it is even greater. So for Luke out there, Luke, do you keep practicing? If that's the gift God has given you, go for it with all your heart. And the same for you, Zeke. Go on and pick that back up because that's a unique gift. Everybody can't play it. And just see where God takes you with it. You know, the sky is not the limit anymore. I believe that's what Molly Music says. The sky is not the limit anymore because the sky is way, way too low. We serve an awesome God. And so that there's nothing that God can't do to help you to excel and be great in this world. And my goal is for all Junior Giants and young people that I meet is that they know Christ, and that they know that God wants to do something great in their life because we don't serve an itty-bitty God, so we don't have to expect to just do itty-bitty things. Okay, that's my soapbox for this moment. But I want to talk to you, Brother Reggie and Ezekiel. I want to thank Reggie for being here because I know that you don't have to. Like I said, this is a Saturday morning, and people have things to do, so I appreciate it. But, Reggie, what would you say to all these young people? We grew up in the church. And so most of my Junior Giants that are listening are church children. Talk to my church children and tell them what they need to know about growing up in church, living saved, getting out and doing their thing, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, me and Mrs. Sharon, like a sister to me, we grew up in church. We basically were born in church. And church is a great thing. To all the Junior Giants, stay in church. Stay with God. When you're witnessing to your friends, and what I mean by when I say witnessing to your friends, I'm saying talking to them, because that's really what witnessing is. Getting all deep and preaching to your friends, if you all understand what I'm saying, a lot of times won't reach them. Sometimes that'll turn turn people off. So just talk to them. As I've gotten older in life, I'm realizing that listening is key to witnessing for Jesus Christ. And if we listen and ask questions, a lot of times the people that we're witnessing to will answer the questions themselves and wind up asking themselves, man, why am I not living for God, or why don't I believe in Jesus? A lot of times, if we allow the Holy Spirit to lead us in witnessing to our friends and sometimes people that we don't even know, if we just ask them questions concerning Jesus and Christ and God, then again, they will answer them themselves and realize the importance of having God as their Lord and Savior. So that's my advice to you. Just talk to your friends. You know, ask them a question. Well, why do you know Jesus? Do you have a relationship with Jesus? A lot of times they're going to say, what do you mean a relationship? He's not in front of us. Yes, he is. So, yeah, do that. Just talk to your friends and the people that God leads you to.
Okay, thank you so much. And like I said, Brother Reggie, I appreciate you coming on. I just admire what you and your son are doing. I think your son is outstanding. I'd really like to hang out and get to know him sometime, because I just like watching him. And when I heard you all perform when we were in Columbus, it made me cry. But it's a beautiful thing that you're doing. And Ezekiel, you be encouraged. And understand that no weapon formed against you is going to prosper, and that all things work together for the good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. So you understand that God has purpose for your life, and that's why Ms. Sharon is telling you to get back on the guitar. There's a reason that you were able to play that. And with your family heritage, sometimes we take for granted when we grow up in a very talented family. Well, we're just talented. You know, there's no big deal, but it's a big deal. And when God has given you that, he's given you that with an assignment. And so you need to ask God what the assignment is. And so, Brother Reggie, I thank you. I appreciate what you're doing with your son. I appreciate the example that you're setting for fathers and sons, and hope that you're giving other young men that they can have a relationship with their fathers. And I thank you for that, and I appreciate it.
Amen. Thanks for having us again.
Okay, I want to play their music, but of course it's just not going to happen. And Reggie, I do see where you had already sent it to me in MP3 form, but because of the difficulties that our studio is having, it will not. I've been sitting here on a separate computer trying to upload it into the studio, and it will not allow me to do so. So I want to ask, is it possible can I, like on our web page and on our Facebook page, can I put one of these songs on there? Is that possible?
Yes. I mean, absolutely you can. And also, all who are listening, and you can listen to snippets of the album on all through the online, on iTunes, Amazon Music, CD Baby, all the outlets that are out there. It's out there worldwide, so all you have to do is just type in the name C. Reginald Summers and Ezekiel, or C. Reginald and Ezekiel Summers, and it should pop up. Or you can type in Like Father, Like Son, which is the name of the album, and it'll pop up, and you can listen and purchase.
I so want to promote this album. When does it come out?
It's out. We haven't. We've released it online. My pastor down here wants to do a release concert, so I've been waiting for the church to get back to me on the date that the church will be available to do that, and I'll definitely get that information to you. But, yeah, it has been released online, and I do have copies.
Okay, well, there's two songs that I want to put on our webpage and on our Facebook page. And that would be New Life and The Letter.
Okay.
Okay. But for some reason, it just doesn't want to cooperate this morning. And it's nothing that – it had nothing to do with what you sent me. It is a Blog Talk Radio issue.
It's okay.
So
we'll get it squared away.
Mm-hmm. What did you say?
I said it's okay. We'll get that all taken care of.
We will. And so for those of you who are listening this morning, please check our web and check our Facebook page. It is Junior Giant Speaks, and it will be posted at some point today so that you can listen to that and enjoy it. Listen to the words. Very powerful, very ministering. I just want to see how I can get this to fathers and sons, and I think the web is just a wonderful way to do that. So thank you all again for being with us. Before we close out, we are going to hear the question of the day from our Junior Giant reporters. And thank you, young people, for patiently waiting while we did the interview. The question of the day is that, what are the two things that you're going to take away from your father and carry into the rest of your life? And we're going to start this morning with Miss Jordan. Jordan, what are two things about your father that you're going to take with you into the rest of your life?
First, the two things I'm going to take from my dad into life is respectable and sacrifice. Respectable is like when I have children, I'll respect them if they will respect me. And for sacrifice, it's my dad has made many sacrifices for us, and I want to be able to do that for my children too if the situation ever comes up.
Okay, I like those. That's very good. Very good. And Jordan, I'm happy to have you back. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to keep on going. I'm asking, what two characteristics of your father's are you going to take away into your adult life? And I want to ask that to Ezekiel, too. But let me finish with the children. Jada, what are the two things you're going to take away from my father?
My dad is a God-fearing person, and he respects God in all ways.
And
I want to take that he's a kind and gentle person to his children.
Okay, so you want to practice being a kind and gentle person?
Yeah.
Good job. All right. I think you have that down pretty good, too. You have a real kindness about you. Thank you. Mr. Luke, what are you going to take away from your father? What characteristics of your father are you going to take with you into your adult life?
He is helpful because he helps people feel better in surgery, and he's also the nicest dad in the whole entire world.
Okay. You make sure you tell him that tomorrow, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Mr. Ezekiel.
Yes, ma'am.
What two characteristics are you going to take away from your father? And because you are, congratulations on graduating.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, so you're really taking the steps into your future. Where are you going to school?
Yes, ma'am. I want to do my core classes here at Columbus Tech. And when I get that out the way, I want to go to, like, probably AIU up in Atlanta and do musical engineering.
Okay. You know, my daughter wants to steal you at Columbus State, but I won't go into that. Don't want to tell me the characteristics of your father that you're going to take into your adult life.
I would have to say my first one would be his wisdom. I've seen my dad accomplish a lot of things by just his wisdom. So that would have to be my first one. And my second, very hardworking. So I would have to say that's my second one too. He works really hard. Like, man, he works really hard. sometimes he's gone a lot, and it's just he works hard with his job. He just works really hard. So I that had to be my second one.
Okay. Thank you all. You've done an outstanding job this morning talking about your fathers. I just want to say, since we're talking about fathers and I have a couple more minutes, I just want to give a shout-out to my own father. His name is Elmas High Sr., and I love my dad with all my heart. He was a godly man. He believed the Bible, and he walked with a great anointing and with great power. I remember at one point my mother died in our living room, and my father came and prayed. And even after they got her to the hospital, the doctors had pronounced her dead. And my father prayed and asked God to give her back to him. Took 7 steps backwards toward her bed and asked God, if you would please reverse this decision. And God did just that. So I saw him walk the Bible that he believed in. I love my father to this day. I feel like he left a great legacy for his children, but he also left a great responsibility. He let us know that we are responsible to use the gifts that God has given us. He made us use them even when we didn't want to use them. And so I want to give a shout out to my own father. And I want to say to our young people, appreciate your fathers. You're only going to get one. Appreciate them. Let them know that you love them. Listen to them. And if you listen to them, you will avoid a lot of hurt, a lot of bad things in your life. Tell them often that you love them. Because sometimes, because our dads are big, tough guys, we don't tell them that I love them. Sometimes put your arm around his neck, kiss his cheek, and whisper in his ear that I really love you. And I'm telling you, it will make him feel so good on the inside. You have no idea. And I want you to make sure that you celebrate him on tomorrow and thank God that you are allowed to be raised with your father. There are thousands of children who do not have their fathers in their home. I mean, and I'm not exaggerating the number. I mean, I would even go so far as to say millions of children who do not have their fathers in their homes or in their lives. And there are children who have never, ever even met their fathers. So I want you to thank God for yours. And I want to give an encouragement to fathers out there who are having difficulties with their relationships with their children. Mend them. Mend your relationships with your children. And children, allow your fathers to mend those relationships with you. You're going to need him, want him, and it is a blessing to be able to have that relationship. I hope you have enjoyed our show this morning despite our technical difficulties. I want to thank you all for being a part of Junior Giant Speaks and Corp. Junior Giant Speaks. As I said, we are recruiting. If you have children between the ages of 7 and 12, please give me a call and you would like for them to be a part of Junior Giant Speaks. Please give me a call at 678-516-5570. You can also reach me on the internet, www.juniorgiantspeak.com, or you can send me an email at juniorgiantspeaks@yahoo.com. I look forward to hearing from you. I promise that it will be a blessing. I do want to say that we will be opening up our office this summer. I'm very excited. So would you pray for us that God would direct us and continue to bless Junior Giant Speak? We are now a 501c3, and we will get back with you with activities that we're going to be doing this summer. God bless you. Have a wonderful week, and happy Father's Day to all fathers. We'll see you soon. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.
You know, I was just thinking the other day on what it is that God requires of us and what it is that he's calling for. And being that he's a holy God, he's not calling for a bunch of men. Jealousy, backbiting. But I know I want to be where he is. Daily, I'm checking different things at the door. I'm leaving them.
joy every day that I have to get it right. Wanna know where I'm going when I die? No mics, you can tune into this on those nights you're feeling weak. And you just might give in to what it is that you like. It's your decision, but you know it ain't right. What's done in the dark always is the light. And I heard you was soon to come, gotta get it right. Don't know where I'm going, but I know what I can't take. Situations we go through that frustrate. First things in us that have to be replaced with what it was that we started with in the first place. First shall be last, and the last in first place. The swift and the strong aren't given this race. So I try to endure my knees, touch me please, at the same time that I'm seeking your face. Human puzzle haven't yet matched up. On the inside, I'm still doing my search. They tell me to keep finding my way to the church. Cash your cares on him and put him first. He can't get in by just doing good works. He gave his life, he wants a life in return. Missing him, there's a chance you'll burn. And it doesn't end, it's for eternity. It's so deep in me as to find out exactly how his heart beats. But what I can't understand is why he purposely want me when I've been so deep in so much without his loving touch. Hey, it beats me, cause I ain't much, but I'm a beast in here checking it until it shows up.
No, that's saying it. I wanna be right. Everything that's not like him, I'm leaving it. And I can't do it on my own.
I need you, Lord. Check my prayer life or my road. Check my spirit, my
Thank you for being with us here on Junior Giants Speak on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you and God bless. Bye-bye.